Hello, this is Margot Hammond for Radio St. Pete. And hello is not just my salutation to you. It's also the name of a book by John Wilson. And I have John Wilson here in the studio, and we're going to talk about his new book. Hi, John.
Hey, how are you doing?
John and I worked together at the St. Petersburg Times many moons ago. It's been a long time since I've seen you. And is there always a book in every journal, a fiction book in every journalist? That's what I wanted to ask you. It just seems interesting that after all these years of doing things, a fact-filled life, a lot of us are turning to fiction.
Well, every journalist that I've ever known has had a book on her or his mind, so I would say yes.
Yes, And you obviously had this on your mind for many years. I mean, this has been written over many years, I assume. Or did you sit down and write all these wonderful stories?
I did not. It wasn't written in a linear fashion at all. It came in bits and pieces, pieces on that computer, bits on another computer hid away in a closet, notes on paper. And,
well, I have to tell you, I found it really charming and quirky. I had so much fun reading this. Now, I have to say, this is a series of, I would say it's a series of stories, but there's also some poetry in it. And I'm going to read, as I said, it's called Hello, but it starts with a hello. And I just want to read this little bit, an introduction of what John wrote. Most of the settings in this book are in the town where I was born, Scotts Bluff, Nebraska, or in St. Petersburg, Florida, where I have lived since 1956. Another setting is in Spain, one of my favorite places to visit. Another is the fanciful burg of St. Peter's Noir. And if you read this, it does resemble St. Petersburg quite a bit, where a hard-boiled detective seeks a missing lion. Now, we can talk about any of these little pieces, but let's start with that one, because I was really intrigued at how you got the voice of the sort of hard-boiled noir stories. Are you a fan of those stories?
Not necessarily. I've read a few and had a vague idea how a hard-boiled detective might talk. But at the same time, I wanted it to be a bit satirical as well. So he said some things that you might expect a hard-boiled detective to say, but it was also written tongue-in-cheek throughout.
Yeah, that was clear, and as told to John Wilson.
Yes,
yes. Like as if there was a real guy. Now, you there's a lot of St. Pete in that story. I liked especially the mention of Little St. Mary. I don't want to give away the story. It's a very magical story about a lion getting captured. But give me a little background on Little St. Mary. I do a talk on architecture in St. Pete, and I became fascinated with Little St. Mary. So when I reached that in the story, I thought, wow, what a great place for the lion to end up. So.
Well, it's a remarkable piece of architecture, and the main thing was I needed a place to stash this lion for a while.
Well, by the way, if our audience doesn't know Little St. Mary, it's a rest station, restrooms. It's restrooms right in the middle, in the heart of downtown St. Petersburg, and it's called Little St. Mary because the architect used it as a way to practice before he actually built St. Mary's, which is a Catholic church down the street.
Mm-hmm. That's correct.
So I was just delighted when you chose that to be the place where they stashed the lion.
Well, it was convenient, and you needed to, I didn't want to put him out on the pier or anything. That's
there
too
you go.
Far.
But it is full of very interesting and very wide variety of stories. One of the ones that you say is most closely autobiographical is the one on Jackie Robinson. Can you give me tell the audience a little bit about that story and how the derivation of that?
That's right. Let's go back to the early 1950s, and this was pre-Salk vaccine. I went to a country school then, and one of my schoolmates came down with polio, and it frightened parents for miles around. And so my mom made me stay inside in the afternoons when it got hot. and didn't have much to do, so I turned on the radio and listened to the game of the day for over the Mutual Broadcasting System. And this was a time when the Brooklyn Dodgers were really hot. and so I fell in love with...
You're aging yourself there.
That's all right. It would have to come out eventually.
It would, yeah, exactly.
I fell in love with Roy Campanella and Duke Snider and Gil Hodges. I also had a comic book, 10-cent comic book, about the career of Jackie Robinson and how he broke the racial barrier in Major League Baseball. So I had the comic book. I had the Dodgers. And Jackie became my favorite player.
Well, it's a very sweet, wonderful story about your meeting up with the Dodgers. So I thought that was a very sweet story. And some of the stories are obviously just made up full cloth, right?
I think so.
Yeah. What about this Daisy character? She appears in the first story, which is helpless at the gates of Graceland.
Mm-hmm.
Man is escaping. Daisy has just died. I assume that's his wife or girlfriend, and he's mourning her. But then she also appears in the Spanish story. Is that the same Daisy?
It could be. I did not make a connection because it didn't seem necessary or an obvious connection.
You just like the name Daisy, maybe.
I very much like the name Daisy.
Is this this Daisy patterned after someone or inspired by anybody? No.
No.
Just
a name that I like.
Imagination.
Mm-hmm.
Well, so as I said, you have poems. There's a poem called Hangover. There's a poem called High Plain Harvest and Lyric for Love. And then I just want to just briefly mention some of the other stories. I thought one of the really interesting stories was set in Roser Park, again, another very interesting site in St. Petersburg, called The Lady. No, that's not The Lady. That one's called
Jesus
Up the Creek.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And that was a kind of a fanciful, natural, I don't know what you call it, magical realism.
Definitely, kind of definitely yeah. Fanciful yeah. And magical.
Yeah. So now, you said you had little bits and pieces of this on your computer and notebooks and so on. What made you put it all together? And did you approach St. Petersburg Press, which is the press that's published it, or did they approach you, or how did that work out, the publishing process?
Well, let's see. Let me start with the last part of that question. I approached St. Petersburg Press because I looked at their website and saw that they dealt with local authors, predominantly and perhaps exclusively.
I think their rule is that you either have to be from this area or your book has to be about this area.
That's right. So I approached them, and Amy gave the...
Amy is the publisher?
Right. Mm-hmm. She gave the manuscript to read and said, okay, I think we can do this. And... over the next few weeks, I made a few tweaks and so forth, and they came out with it. And now I've forgotten the first part of that question there.
Just how? What made you decide to? Since it was all these little bits, and what made you decide to put it into together?
Well, I'm retired, you know.
And why not?
And I spend a lot of time in front of my computer, mm-hmm. Doing non-constructive things. Like playing solitaire, perhaps. And one day I just said, well, you know, let me see what I can do about putting these together.
Mm-hmm.
Not thinking about trying to do it in any kind of a particular linear format, just collecting everything.
Mm-hmm. That's what's kind of fun about it, because it's like a box of chocolates. You don't know what you're going to get the next. The next thing could be something a little serious, and then something fanciful, then a poem, and so on.
I'll tell you, I didn't even know how it was going to work out.
This is, I just want to give a little promo here. This is Margot Hammond from Radio St. Pete. I'm talking to John Wilson about his new book, Hello, published by St. Petersburg Press.
Actually, the title of the book is Helpless at the Gates of Graceland.
Oh, sorry. Okay. Thank you.
Hello is the introduction. Though.
That was the introduction.
So you were close.
So Helpless at the Gates of Graceland is the first story, and that took the title from the
yes.
book. Okay. So tell us a little bit about your fact-filled career, what you did in journalism and...
Well...
in your past.
I started as an intern... with the then St. Petersburg Times and the Evening Independent back in 1963, a couple days out of high school. So I worked there for summers and part-time every now and then for 3 years. Then I went into the Army and had 4 years of active duty and came back to the newspapers in, I guess it was late 1970, became a full-time regular employee in, I guess, 1971. Hmm. And I liked it. Just decided to stay there for however many years.
I guess. You were there for a long time because I came in 1990, so you were still there. So you're. And then you've written several books, nonfiction books.
Right. History books about St. Petersburg. The first one of that bunch was the history of 22nd Street South, mm-hmm. and that was done in co-authorship with a woman named Rosalie Peck, mm-hmm. who was actually brought up in that neighborhood.
Mm-hmm. A black neighborhood.
Right. Mm-hmm. And the publisher said, okay, what about the other black neighborhoods in St. Pete? Can you all do a book about those? And we said, sure. And they said, okay, your deadline is in 2 months. So it was kind of a rush job. But
that's a dream for a journalist, isn't it, to have a deadline?
we
get things done then.
Yeah. Right, and it worked mm-hmm. out better than we thought. I think we kind of threw it together. I mean, we may have put some things in there mm-hmm. that we would not have done
if we had a
year or so to work
but
on.
But, you know, new book, and I'm going to repeat that title since I got the title wrong. Help us! I'm always getting titles wrong. I don't know what that is about.
I do it too. Don't
even when I was book editor,
authors.
I was book editor when John and I were together. I was book editor at the St. Petersburg Times, and I was known to always mix up titles, book titles. Very embarrassing. But Help Us at the Gates of Grace, then, is the name of your book.
Okay.
And now I've forgotten what I was going to ask you. At any rate, you had these nonfiction books, and then you decided to do these fiction books. What was the more? Well, I know what I was going to ask you. I was going to say that your book is still permeated with the love of St. Petersburg, with all these references to St. Petersburg. But the other question I wanted to ask you is: now you've done both fiction and nonfiction. What's been more fun?
That is a really hard question. I enjoyed very much doing the nonfiction books, the various histories about St. Petersburg. The first book that I wrote that was published was fiction. It was when Pineapple Press had its Cracker Western series.
Oh, I didn't know that.
And so this,
that was based in Sarasota, Pineapple Press.
Based in
Does
Sarasota.
Does that still exist, that press?
Pineapple Press exists, but the owners, Dave and June Cussin, sold it a couple of years ago.
Oh, that's
but it does still exist.
So your first book was fiction, and it was a Western set,
It was a Cracker Western. It was the story of this arrogant, fresh-faced young fella from New York who comes down and thinks he's going to take over Florida. And the book progresses through some life's lessons for him.
So you have a secret fiction past. Not so secret. Well, where can someone get your new book, Help Us at the Gates of Grace, then? I was reading it. Probably why I didn't see the title is mm-hmm. that I was reading it online and missed the titled page. But if they want to get an actual book, where's the best place for them
to do that? It's available on Amazon. Mm-hmm. And Tombolo should have it soon, and actually,
so that would be a real book that you can hold in your
this
hand.
This is right, absolutely. It's a thin book, you know, easy to hold. Take it to bed and read it at night.
Well, I can recommend it. I really had fun reading it, seriously, and it was a fun read. And as you well, because it's little bits and pieces, you don't have to read it from cover to cover. You can read it in the middle and
absolutely.
Then go in any direction. So
absolutely.
Well, thank you so much for coming down to the studio to tell us about your fact and fiction-filled life. John Wilson, this is Margo Hammond for Radio St. Pete, and thank you for listening.
Thank you.